Iggy the Irk, Yug, Eyeball Stew, written by Alan MacDonald, and read by Clive Mantle.
Long, long ago, really ages ago, the world was a wild and barren place. There were no houses or shops, no schools or teachers, no cars, flushing toilets, or peanut butter sandwiches. So many things didn't exist that to write them all down would fill every page of this book and leave no room for the story. If you want to imagine how the world was, imagine an endless landscape of mountains, forests, rocks, and stones. In fact, stones lay everywhere because this was the Stone Age. In the forests lived savage beasts, bears, snaggle-toothed tigers, and woolly mammoths, which looked like elephants badly in need of a haircut. People generally avoided the forests. They lived together in tribes because it was safer that way and easier on the cooking. One such tribe was the Irks. The Irks were a warlike race with bushy beards and hairy legs, especially some of the women. Their clothes were made of animal skins, and they lived in caves high on a hill overlooking the valley of Irk and the river winding through it. In one of these caves lived a boy called Iggy. He wasn't the tallest or the hairiest in his tribe, but what he did have was imagination, and this got him into a whole heap of trouble. That, of course, is another story. Luckily, it's the story that's about to begin.